All right, it's about time. Let's get started. Welcome to my talk about securing the Linux boot process with Coconut SVSM. My name is Jörg Rödel. I work for the AMD server department. Actually, the talk title is not 100% accurate because it's not only about the Linux boot, it's also about the Linux runtime and what Coconut can do to actually make that more secure in a confidential VM. First of all, what is Coconut SVSM? It's a secure VM service module. That is what SVSM stands for. An open source project which was published in March 2023. It provides services for confidential VMs. It is part of the TCP, so it is actually a software part that is trusted by the CVM. It was written in Rust, and security is the number one priority. This means that the project trades security for performance, so we take performance hits to actually increase the security of the project. So we always make the trade-off towards security. So first of all, some introduction so that everyone is on the same page. Most of you probably know this already, but let's get a bit into this. So with confidential virtual machines, we get nice things like memory encryption and things, and everything is supposed to be secure. But there is a caveat that it actually introduces a trust boundary that is not there without a confidential VM, and that is the trust boundary between the hypervisor and the guest. So actually, when you run a confidential VM, your guest OS running inside of that VM cannot trust the hypervisor or anything the hypervisor does. And the hypervisor actually does a lot of things. First of all, it provides devices like clocks or storage devices or network devices. And it also provides a TPM, which you can usually use to unlock your disk. There have been a few sessions yesterday in the virtual